Good morning and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. I guess it may not be morning since this is a podcast. It's morning for us as we record the podcast. Today on the Haywood County Schools Report, we are going to spend a little bit of time talking about the Summer Meals for Kids and Teens program. My very special guest on the program is Allison Francis. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's early. I'm not even sure if I said my name. My name's Bill Nolte. I'm the associate superintendent and host of the program this morning. We're doing an early morning podcast recording so we can get this up for you. And it will be available if you have teens or young children who need to eat over the summer. It's something relatively new for us. We haven't done it that long. Ms. Francis, can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, what is it, the Summer Meals for Kids and Teens program?
The school nutrition program in Haywood County will be offering free meals to children ages 2 to 18 at several locations throughout the county. If an adult wants to attend, they can eat as well, but there will be a cost for that. It will be $3.75 per adult. But again, it's free for any children between the ages of 2 and 18. And the location doesn't have to be the school that they normally go to. They don't have to receive free or reduced meals during the school year to be eligible. It's open to everyone.
Okay. So this is a unique program. Did we try this last summer?
We did.
I thought we had tried that last summer. Did that go pretty well?
Yes, we had two locations last summer. So this year we've expanded to five to hopefully have more outreach within the community.
Okay. And this is the point, if you're listening to the podcast and you're thinking, a free meal for a child or a teen, this is the point where you may want to get a pencil or make a really good mental note, because we will spend just a minute talking about each location, the dates, and the times for those locations. And so tell us about those.
All right. Clyde Elementary School will be open June 15th through August the 12th from 12 to 1.
And so that's the Wednesday after school ends on Monday.
That's correct.
So you can make a mental note of that. Most of the programs start about the 15th. There's one that's different. And through August the 12th, all right?
Hazelwood Elementary will run June 15th through August the 5th. They're closing a little bit earlier than the other sites, but they'll also be open from 12 to 1.
Well, they have a few extra students coming in, right?
Yes, they're trying to get ready for the new school year.
That's right.
Jonathan Valley Elementary School will be open June 15th through August 12th, again 12 to 1 o'clock is the time. Meadowbrook Elementary will be opening a little earlier since their school year ends earlier than the rest of the schools, and their start date is June the 7th, and they will run through August the 12th since they're starting back on a traditional schedule this year. And then North Canton Elementary School will run June 15th through August the 12th, 12 to 1 o'clock at all sites.
Okay, so that's five locations. Clyde's in the middle there of the county, geographically speaking. A couple on the western side, Hazelwood and Jonathan Valley down there in Jonathan Creek. And then a couple on the eastern side of the county, Meadowbrook and North Canton. So, and then on the 4th, did you talk about that? What are we doing on the 4th?
I did not. We will be closed at all sites for the July 4th holiday, and I believe that's a Monday.
Yeah, I think it is, on a Monday. So why are we doing this program? I mean, with schools, typically go 9 months with 20 student days. That's 180 days. And that usually also includes 1,025 hours of instruction. So, and we've had summer programs for years sponsored by the school or even community groups where we've provided food. So why are we doing this at this time?
USDA is offering this program and provides the funds for us to serve these meals at no cost to the students. 54% of our students in Haywood County are on free and reduced lunch, and so a lot of those students don't have the ability to have a warm meal in the afternoons at home like they do during the school year. So we want to make sure that that's available to those students if they'd like to come and eat with us.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize it, but if you walk through our schools and look at any classroom, typically speaking, over half of those students in the classroom are on a free meal or a reduced meal, which means they're either at the poverty level or not too far above it. And that's pretty amazing. It's not a good fact. Another thing, which probably needs to be a completely different podcast that I can maybe turn around in a few weeks, is the number of homeless children we have. We have between 200 and 300 homeless students each year, and they're not, you know, not always the typical image of homelessness, where, you know, they're just hanging out on the streets or, you know, under an underpass, which is the old stereotype. But they very much are homeless. You know, they're 1 week with this person, 1 week with this person, 1 week in a shelter, 1 week in a motel, 1 week with another person, and then unfortunately sometimes they're just outside. So we try to take care of students as much as we can above and beyond, because we know if they're physically healthy, then they're going to do better in school.
Well, and folks that receive food stamps, they don't get extra money during the summer to help feed their children. So there's, you know, they have the same amount of money to purchase food as they do during the school year when they're not having to provide breakfast and lunch for their students.
Right. Well, and so we just want you, especially if you're in need or if you're listening to the podcast and you know someone who's in need, we want our children to eat.
And it's not necessarily just for students that are in need. Any child can eat, regardless of socioeconomic circumstances. So it's open to all children, and you can visit any location. It doesn't have to be your home school.
So let's, as we get closer to the end of the program, let's, hopefully if you didn't have a pencil or a pen earlier, you have one now, but let's go through those locations and dates and times again so everyone can get those down, and we can get teens and children to some food this summer.
Again, it's for children ages 2 to 18, so they don't even have to be school age. The time for all sites is 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and Clyde Elementary School will be June 15th through August 12th, Hazelwood Elementary School, June 15th through August 5th, Jonathan Valley Elementary School, June 15th through August 12th, Meadowbrook Elementary School, June 7th through August 12th, and North Canton Elementary School, June 15th through August 12th. And again, all locations will be closed for the July 4th holiday.
Okay. Ms. Francis, I thank you for being on this morning.
I appreciate you letting me get the word out about school meals.
If you all did not get a chance to write those down and you have internet access, maybe with a smartphone, we did post a USDA advertising flyer on the Haywood County Schools website. You may have to scroll down through the news a little bit to find it. You could probably also call our child nutrition office. What's that number?
627-1150.
627-1150. And double check. They're not always in the office because they're out at schools and doing things, but you could call them and they could remind you about the locations and the times, or leave them a message and a number and maybe they could give you a call back.
Sounds great.
All right. Appreciate you being on. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I want to encourage you to access the summer meals for kids and teens this summer that we've let you know about on the podcast and through some other ways. And as always, I hope you have a safe day and a great day. Uh-oh.